And this is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Here's my question for you. Is Seattle ready for another major tunnel project? Robert Ortblad is a retired civil engineer. And you're saying it's time to tunnel under the Duwamish? Tell us about that.
Well, we've had a bad taste in our mouth from the last tunnel, I'm sure, but this is a totally different type of tunnel. Crossing's only about 500 feet. And this has been done all over the world. There's probably 150 of these, what they call immersed tube tunnels.
So this is then not like the 99 tunnel.
Not at all.
It still sounds expensive. How much would you estimate this costing?
Oh, it's pretty hard to tease out that because every project's different. I think cost is relative. It's certainly going to be cheaper than building two new bridges, one for the transit and one for traffic. Even if it's the same cost, you're going to wind up with a tunnel that's going to last probably twice as long and be several times more earthquake resistant.
Yeah. And this, of course, is to replace the West Seattle Bridge. Is it your feeling that the span and the cracking has made it basically unsalvageable?
Well, if you read the May 15th report put out by the consultants, WSP, for the city, it pretty much says it's more likely to keep cracking. And if you don't do anything, it's going to come down.
Now, Chris, you're a well-known skeptic of tunnels. After the Bertha experience, what do you think about this?
Well, I've been researching and looking at some of these things, and I had not realized that the Fraser River Tunnel is basically this same technology that's been around since, what, the late 50s as you drive up into British Columbia. And, Bob, take me through where you think this would go. What, you're looking just north of the Lower Spokane Street Bridge and just kind of going across the Duwamish there?
Yeah, it's only 500 feet. You need two concrete boxes that are about 250 feet each, and these would be about a quarter of the size of some of their building in Europe. I mean, they're not very big, and it would accommodate six lanes of traffic and two lanes for light rail.
This area, though, around the Duwamish seems pretty tight to me. Obviously, we've got Harbor Island, we've got the Del Ridge connection. How do you envision being able to accommodate on and offs, or is this just going to kind of be a straight through from end to end in your mind because of where we are confined by space?
No, it's going to be complicated, particularly in Del Ridge. Coming from the east is not too bad, but once you get on the west side, Del Ridge is going to be very complicated. But it's very complicated now because you're coming down for about 130 feet. So there's a whole, some of those ramps are, well over 1,000 feet and drop down 100 feet now. It's kind of a mess that they made to begin with. If you cleared all that out, if you could somehow in your mind erase that, it actually would be simpler, I think, when you come up out of a tunnel at grade level.
Now, the fact that you're going public with this, have you found any traction at the Department of Transportation, or are you considered an outlier?
I haven't had any direct contact. It's pretty much been citizens over in West Seattle in the articles I published that sort of got a groundswell on this.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's public support for this idea in West Seattle?
Quite a bit.
It seems relatively easy, Dave. I mean, if you look at some of the videos that we're going to post at mynorthwest.com, I mean, you're just laying in basically prefab boxes that will have the lanes that you will eventually put in there. What, light rail on one side, two lanes of car traffic, and one lane for buses in the other prefab sections. It looks relatively straightforward to me. And as Dave said, I'm kind of a skeptic on this kind of stuff, Bob, but this one looks to me to be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, no, it's a very compelling idea. I don't fault people for being doubters. Like, once you do a little studying, it's pretty easy to become a believer.
Now, would this go through the current right-of-way, or would you have to take any homes or businesses to make this work?
There's probably a business there. There's like a cement plant thing, kind of old cement plant there that owns barges. I don't know. I haven't done the research. But there is a city light right-of-way. There's two transmission towers there on both sides. It would go right there.
Right.
Those transmission towers are 98 years old. They could take those towers down and put a utilidor in, just run the cables underground for it, leads you through the tunnel, put an extra little concrete box in the tunnel.
And so if this went forward, what would the timeline be? How long would it take?
Well, in 1959, they built one that's four times longer under the Fraser and deeper in 2 years. So I don't think it's construction that's the problem. It's the, you know, permitting and the politics and the funding. You know, where's the money? Where's the environmental review?
Mm-hmm. What would the politics be?
Well, I think there's a heavy bridge bias right now. I mean, I had to fight to get a addendum into the RFQ. The RFQ was all bridge.
Hmm. Why?
Well, I mean, it's just sort of a natural. People just don't think about tunnels. We got a bad taste. And the technical advisory committee, there's, I think there's 7 members, and I think 5 of them are bridge engineers, and the other 2 are geotechnical engineers. So there's no immersed tube tunnel experience on the technical advisory committee right now.
So what's your position going to be? Are you going to lead a movement to take this more seriously? Are you going to bring citizens down there, or are you going to, you know, release your videos and say? What I'm asking you is, are you officially starting a tunnel movement here?
I guess I'm a retired engineer, and it's just a project that makes sense. And I'm just trying to, so I guess, be a good citizen, make sure we don't waste our money.
So you've got this, you have a sketch of this online. Chris, where did you find it so that people can see it if they want to go
see
it?
Yeah, at the West Side. It's an online, kind of a smaller version of the West Seattle blog. Mm-hmm. We'll have a link up there at mynorthwest.com for people to see that there, and also check out some of the videos, which I think did a lot, as Bob had mentioned, to kind of making me almost a convert on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gone from skeptic to convert just from looking at a few of these ideas.
All right. Well, congratulations, Robert. If you can win over Chris Sullivan, then that tells me you're doing it right.
Well, I'm working on Mike Lindblad too, or Lindblom. he did the article in the paper.
Yeah.
He was a skeptic probably a couple of weeks ago. He kind of, I guess I'm a bit of an evangelist, huh?
Yep. Robert Ortblad is a retired civil engineer. He says it's time to tunnel under the Duwamish, and it can be done by dropping a couple of concrete boxes and connecting them at each end. Robert, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.